This is Ted Kennedy. Television viewers are being misled by drug industry TV commercials disguised as honest news. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, some news you see on local television isn't fit to watch. Stations across the country are sometimes so eager or so hard-pressed for material that they're willing to air advertising gimmicks by pharmaceutical companies disguised as news. It works this way. A drug company packages a prescription drug commercial in the format of a TV news segment. It then sends these so-called video news releases en masse to television stations for use in local news reports on medicine and health. These phony videos are inherently deceptive, Al. They seem like news, but they're not. They're tear-jerking commercials that give highly one-sided endorsements to drugs and hide potential risks. The Food and Drug Administration is planning a crackdown on these abuses. None too soon. In the meantime, Al, let the buyer beware, and let the TV watcher beware, too.
Good heavens, Ted, you haven't turned into a media basher, have you? Any good editor worth their salt would do enough background research into a story like that to know there was another side to tell. An editor is then free to use some portion of a video news release for background, but most of the news I see comes right from local reports. Ted, if you want to criticize the pharmaceutical companies for using video press releases, you should have done some research yourself at just where they got that idea. Right from Democrat congressmen. Your party has been using that old slick trick for election campaigns to smoothly tell only one side of the story. Ted, you always amaze me. You stick up for the flag burners because you say it's free speech. Then you turn right around and tear up the drug industry for using their own free speech. You are a puzzle. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the Range War to toss cows off the public land. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.